Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you in the house the Root built. The Root's on fire. Biggest news story of the day is, of course, Ukraine. And I'll get into Ukraine momentarily. But before I get to Ukraine, I want to discuss what I think looms over Ukraine. If you heard me yesterday read my latest commentary that I wrote yesterday morning about Ukraine and why we're in Ukraine, why Russia invaded Ukraine, why we, the United States, could wind up fighting Ukraine, and I gave you all the reasons. And one of the big things I said that we have to worry about, if not the biggest, is that Putin is going to run all over Ukraine and run circles around Biden, the brain-dead, inept, dementia-laden victim. And China is ready to pounce on Taiwan, and they're just going to watch to see whether there's any resistance at all by the United States as Putin just destroys Ukraine. And when there's no resistance, they're going to be encouraged to attack Taiwan. And sure enough, I didn't have to wait very long at all, because Chinese bombers violated Taiwan airspace today, and China's leaders and diplomats made several comments today that China and Taiwan have nothing to do with Ukraine and Russia, because it's a totally different situation. Russia is invading a foreign country, Ukraine. This is what the Chinese are saying. Whereas Taiwan has always and will always belong to China. I mean, China sounds like a man whose wife just said, "I want a divorce." And the man has a gun in his hand. He's sick and he's deranged. And he says, "You will never leave. You belong to me. No other man will ever get you. I own you." That's what it sounds like. China's like a deranged ex-lover or ex-husband. And China's saying Taiwan belongs to China already. And it's only a matter of time we're taking it back. I mean, they're spelling it out. It can't be said any clearer or any louder. And when you wonder what that really means, is that a big deal? Because I've gone out of my way to say Ukraine, I mean, I'd rather nothing bad happen to Ukraine. And I'd rather Russia didn't invade Ukraine. And I'd rather the United States have a great relationship with Ukraine. But having said that, Ukraine is meaningless in most of our lives. Tomorrow, Russia could take over Ukraine, and your life and my life would not change at all, except for a war, which could cause a lot of problems, like supply chain issues and oil issues and the cost of gas. But in general, who owns Ukraine doesn't change our lives. But who owns Taiwan could greatly change our lives, because here's the deal that almost nobody understands. A single company in Taiwan makes 92% of the world's most sophisticated computer chips. Taiwan's semiconductor dominance is a single point of failure for phones, cars, and nearly all sophisticated chips in the global economy. Apple and Qualcomm and Intel design the chips, but when it comes to making them, the world relies on Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. And their chips are everywhere, even though 100%, not even 99%, 100% of consumers have no clue. The company makes all of the world's most sophisticated chips, and many of the simpler ones, too. They're in billions of products with built-in electronics, including iPhones, personal computers, and cars. all without any sign of any kind that they came from TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which does the manufacturing for the better-known companies that design them, like Apple, Qualcomm, and Intel. The technology is so advanced that it now makes around 92% of the world's most sophisticated chips, which have transistors that are less than 1,000th the width of a human hair. The other 8% is made by Samsung. And most of the roughly 1.4 billion smartphone processors worldwide are made by TSMC. Again, that company, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. So, it's very, very scary. Other countries would need to spend at least $30 billion a year for a minimum of 5 years to have any reasonable chance of success in catching up with TSMC and Samsung. Demetrius Dotis, the Audi brand specialist, sums up the situation to customers. Almost all microchips that go into all new vehicles, including Audi, come from TSMC in Taiwan. They expect bottlenecks in the supply chain to last through 2022. Wow. That is so scary. And when they say bottlenecks in the supply chain, that's only if nobody invades Taiwan. If China invades Taiwan, it's all game over. Game, set, match. Wow. Game, set, match. The Biden administration is preparing to spend tens of billions to support domestic chip manufacturing. Under existing legislation, foreign firms are eligible for those funds, but whether they will ultimately receive it is an open question. The article in Reuters about that sounds great, except it's about 3 years away to 4 years away, depending on the month this all deploys. So you're talking about years where your car won't run and your computers won't work and your cell phone doesn't work. Wow. That is just bizarre. And so you go, well, how bad is it, Wayne? Well, here's a headline. Taiwan military combat ready to the increased risk of China invasion. Taiwan's president... And let's see if I can pronounce this. I have no idea if it's right or not. But Tsai Ing-wen ordered her country's military, it's a she, the president of Taiwan is a she, ordered her country's military to be combat ready in case an outside force stages an attack on the sovereign island while the West is distracted by an unfolding crisis between Russia and the Ukraine. So everybody knows what's going on, and just hours after Russian President Putin launched a full invasion into Ukraine, the Chinese Communist Party is pumping out propaganda about Taiwan. For decades, China's claimed Taiwan as Chinese territory, despite it being a sovereign country. China's CCTV just ran a television program about how Ukraine's fate is the future of Taiwan. And Taiwan's defense ministry, I told you this earlier, says 9 Chinese Air Force planes entered its air defense zone today. And China is backing Russia in Ukraine. And so Ben Shapiro today said, and I'm not always a fan of Ben Shapiro, but we're on the same team. You know, he's a Republican conservative, but he's not a Trump Republican conservative like I am. He's more of a rhino, but he's still good. I mean, all the Republicans are okay compared to any radical, crazy, communist Democrat. Ben Shapiro put out a tweet, 2020, China takes Hong Kong, the West does nothing. 2021, the Taliban are handed Afghanistan by the West. 2022, Russia takes Ukraine. The West is in retreat, and everyone with half a brain knows that Taiwan is next on the menu. Okay, I've been saying that for at least a year. Since the moment Biden was elected president, I said Taiwan's now dead. Taiwan's now dead. So it's very scary. Taiwan is not Ukraine. It's always been an inalienable part of China. China's foreign ministry said on Wednesday. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, stepped up military activity near the self-governing island over the past 2 years. So, I mean, the world is on edge as we speak right now. Very, very, very scary. Now, let's talk about Canada for a minute, because I had my great friend on the show yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday? Yeah, Nikki Ballou. And we talked about how the truckers had done such great things. We were so proud of them. But that two of them are in prison as we speak. The two organizers of the trucker convoy are in prison. And they're being treated terribly. And we talked about some of the retreat of Justin Trudeau, because he did retreat and revoke the Emergency Powers Act. And he did say he did order the banks to unfreeze accounts. But the fact that it ever happened tells you how bad it can get here in the United States. And now I want you to hear how bad it can get, because they are still doing this in Canada. The Ontario Ministry of Transportation shut down 39 trucking businesses following the Freedom Convoy protests. Truck News reported they are 12 suspension and seizure orders on Ontario large truck businesses and 27 outside the province. None will be allowed to operate in Ontario. In an effort to preserve future police investigations into the illegal occupation of Ottawa, the ministry will not release the names of the affected businesses at this time. These trucks only participated in a peaceful protest. But these tyrants, these communist tyrants, these fascist tyrants, these are Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin tyrants, will tolerate no dissension of any kind. And 24 passenger vehicle plates, meaning license plates, were also suspended, as well as 34 passenger vehicles. 115 vehicles towed, and they're going to resell them. Can you believe this? This is America. This is our fate. If you let America become Canada, and you let Biden go any further, this is our fate. Be vigilant, man. Be very vigilant. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices by precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Right now, people are home with their...
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ukraine and Taiwan are the current danger zone, and this show is a danger zone to liberals, no question about it. Run for your lives if you're a liberal, because you're going to hear common sense and raw truth on this show. The root, the root, the root's on fire, and it will scare you, it will singe you, it will burn you if you're liberal. Sponsor of this show, Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies show it helps with many other ailments, including healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, which makes the most high-quality CBD you've ever seen, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. No more pills, Vitamin D3 Spray. Say WAR15 or use the code WAR15. Input WAR15 at GoSonsOfLiberty.com and get 15% off forever. On every product forever. So I mentioned when we're going to break that Canadian tyrants were shuttering 39 trucking businesses and they were also grabbing vehicles and selling them. But I'm not done yet with what they're doing in Canada. Proposed Canadian law, proposed, it's not passed yet, but would penalize intent to commit online hate speech. It's not penalizing online hate speech, it's penalizing the intent. Who has the intent? You could argue everyone has the intent. You can't prove who does or doesn't have the intent. This is legislation making its way through Canadian Parliament that would allow citizens to be taken to court and penalized if they were suspected of simply intending to post hate speech online. And the law encourages Canadians to report other Canadians to the authorities for intent to post hate speech online and allows courts to punish Canadian citizens for things they haven't done yet. Just incredible. This is, remember that Tom Cruise movie? I can't remember the name, Tom Cruise movie, but it was all about arresting people for crimes they were thinking in their mind they might do. So if you think about murdering someone, you're arrested for thinking about murdering. If you're thinking about robbing, the thought police arrest you for thinking of robbery. Alarming aspects of this new law include, number one, a fuzzy definition of hateful speech. They don't tell you what it really means. You know how they define it? Stronger than dislike. What? Hate speech is stronger than dislike. Number two, encouraging citizens to report on one another. Creepy. Number three, the ability to punish people for something they haven't actually done yet. And under the proposed law, provincial courts may add penalties that they consider, get this, quote, desirable to secure the good conduct of the defendant, including having the defendant wear an electronic monitoring device, you know, around your ankle, a device around your ankle, confining them to their home, and prohibiting them from consuming alcohol. This is insane. But again, I pointed this out yesterday, Canada has no constitution. The United States of America has a constitution. Canada has no constitution. There is no Amendment 1, meaning First Amendment, meaning free speech. There is no Second Amendment, meaning right to own a gun. There is no amendment against search and seizure. I mean, America, as bad as things are under Biden, you can't even compare America to Canada. Canada has become, just like Australia, New Zealand, and at times England, countries that do not respect human rights or civil rights. That's why we fought an American Revolution. Because the British then were by far the best nation in the world. Better than, you know, France and Germany and Italy and Spain. But yet horrible compared to what we wanted in America. That police can't knock your door down without a warrant and just come in and shoot you. Canada and England and Australia and New Zealand never changed those rules. That's why we fought a revolution and people died. We had a war. We killed British redcoats by the thousands over we wanted human rights and civil rights. And in Canada, all these years later, they don't have them. You better hope we still have them. You better be ready to fight for them. Because Biden would take him away from us in a split second. And, of course, his boss, Obama.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After adding sanctions on exports from other countries and adding four additional banks to the list where assets will be blocked to Russia, President Biden was pressed by the media asking if the sanctions were enough since Vladimir Putin already has a full-scale attack going in Ukraine.
The sanctions we impose exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we impose have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
Also in the news conference, Biden reminded America that no U.S. troops will be used directly against Russia and reiterated that we will continue to have serious problems at the gas pump. And average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell slightly this week, 3 years. The average rate on a 30-year note declined to 3.89. A year ago, the long-term rate was 2.97%. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
War Machine. That's the song War Machine. And I am your War Machine. The Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network in the house that Root built. By the way, Lee Elsie, who is very often my guest host here whenever I get away, Lee Elsie is the man that I choose to be my guest host. He's got a great, great voice. I love Lee Elsie's voice. And I love his ideas, and I think he's great when I'm not around. He's the perfect guy to be Wayne Root's guest host. And Lee, who will be guest hosting tomorrow, I believe, because I'm going to be away tomorrow in Dallas, Texas. Got a speech, got an event, got all kinds of things going on in Dallas, Texas this weekend. So I'm gone tomorrow. I'll be flying. I'll be in midair when this show is on. But Lee Elsie just texted me to tell me, yes, Wayne, that thing you were talking about, that movie where they arrest you for what's in your mind, was called Minority Report. That was the movie. The minute he said it, I knew it. I just was on the tip of my tongue. Minority Report with Tom Cruise, where they arrest you for what you're thinking. You know, if they ever arrested me for what I was thinking, oh, my God, you have no idea what I'm thinking all day long about liberals. Oh, I'd be under arrest 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But last I checked, what you think and what you do have no relation to each other. No relation. I'm sure that every man in America has had a really bad, sexy thought about women while he was married. But most men don't act on it. And the ones who do wind up divorced. So there's a big difference between thinking about it and acting on it. If you think about cheating on your wife, you're in no trouble. None. You didn't do anything wrong. If you cheat on your wife, you probably get your balls cut off. So there's a big difference between those two. You lose your money, you lose your family, and your balls, right? So big difference between cheating and thinking about it. Seeing a sexy woman on TV and going, ooh, I wish, wouldn't that be great? How do you compare that to doing it? So how can you get in trouble for the intent to write down hate speech in a social media post? Can you imagine? Canada's lost their mind. The United States lost its mind too, by the way, but Canada far worse. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. And I bring up Hero 2020 because retailers are talking all the time, the big news, about smash and grabs. It's at a crisis level. Every day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed, violence, trespassing, homeless people, high-value products and goods stolen. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Think about it. You know, if someone robs you, they're stealing every dress in your dress store. They're stealing all the jewelry in your jewelry store. You can't walk up to them and shoot them in the head. They purposely don't carry a gun. So your life wasn't in danger. You'd go to jail for murder. But if they're trying to rob your store and take everything that you've got, stealing your property, you walk up to them with Hero 2020, which is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can, and boom, you shoot it, and they can't breathe. They're lying on the floor, and they're struggling for their life, and I can't see, I can't breathe. And meantime, while they're lying there, guess who comes? The police come and arrest them. Or you make a citizen's arrest and wait for the police to come. They're in no shape to fight you. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets seriously injured. Do what I did. Protect yourself and your business and get Hero 2020 today. Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. All right, we've got our guest, Larry Klayman. Larry Klayman, chairman of Freedom Watch, founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, that's his latest book, and also F.O. War, friend of war, friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Larry Klayman, how are you?
Hanging in there, Wayne.
Yeah, I mean, everyone asks me, how are you? Every friend in the world says, hey, Wayne, how are you? And I always go, I'm doing great, but the country is effed. And I'm sure that sums up how you're thinking too, right?
You're absolutely right. I mean, on top of everything else, now we have a war in Europe that is likely to spread. And we got a president who's brain dead and stupid and puts on sanctions that are meaningless. I mean, they're just poking the bear. You know, if you're going after the king, figuratively speaking, you better kill him. You better not wound him.
Yeah, well,
all this guy's doing, Biden is wounding Putin, and it's going to make him more upset, to put it mildly,
yeah,
and get him to react. They need to take the guy out. He needs to be taken out right now.
Yeah, but Larry, you can't take out, in other words, we can't have a war with Russia either. That's not another thing we don't want. The real answer was Donald Trump was peace through strength. It never would have happened under Trump. If Trump was reelected, they didn't steal the election, they would have never made this move on Ukraine because Trump would have threatened to bomb the hell out of Moscow or bomb the hell out of Russia.
Well, and, you're right about that.
Right?
You're right about that.
You just don't want it to start.
I'm not talking about waging nuclear war or a major war.
Right.
I'm talking
about taking out Putin.
Having the CIA take him out.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, though. Come on. Putin knows that, and he's not easily gotten to. Believe me, it's like getting to Biden. You're not getting to Biden so easily. You're not getting to Trump. You're not getting to...
He'll fall over and pass away of his own volition, I'm sure.
Right, Biden will, yeah. Yeah, but look at Trump. Trump was the most hated man in the history of the world. Also the most loved, by the way, but the most hated man by the left in history and the most hated man by our enemies. And nobody ever got near him. There wasn't even a single attempt on his life, thank God. So, I mean, it's hard to get a president of a country as powerful as Russia or the United States or China. So that's a tough one. But I agree with you that we're poking the bear, and it's going to lead to some really bad stuff. And it's scary. But you've got a book out about the scandal industry, and you call the scandal industry mainstream media. And tell us why you call it the scandal industry.
The first book that I wrote last year, it's not the first, it was the third, called It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. I was trying to make the point that we have to wage a revolution. We need a new government. You participated in a Third Continental Congress last July, Wayne.
Yes, I did.
I also was saying, turn off Fox News, turn off Newsmax, and get to work. Don't just view it as entertainment, that you actually have to do something proactive. You have to participate in trying to save this country. And that was the point, the scandal industry, because, you know, these networks, I mean, Newsmax is one example. Newsmax used to be middle to the road, maybe slightly left. You worked for it for a while, I know. Ruddy, who ran that, gave him, you know, $1 million to the Clinton Foundation. When he saw that Trump, you know, was thrown off by Fox, he sought to capitalize on that. That's just one example. It's for ratings. It's for advertising dollars. It is mesmerizing people. It's keeping them from actually getting up off the couch and doing something. And that's what I meant by it. And, of course, you have been harmed by CNN. Others have been harmed as well. And these people don't tell the truth. There's no point watching it anyway.
You know, one of the things I want to, you know, you and I get to talk honestly about things on the air. I always shoot raw truth, and I know you shoot raw truth. And so, you know, one of the things that scare me, you said you have to participate, you have to get in the game, and I agree with you, but I also like to think like my audience, Larry Klayman. And if I'm in my audience listening, I say, I enjoy Wayne, he's entertaining, he's great, I like what he says, but I don't really want to get involved anymore. This is my audience, I'm saying, in the back of their minds. Do I want to be involved in a protest and wind up in prison and not be able to feed my family and wind up being tortured in a prison? Do I want to go help the truckers in Washington, D.C. and wind up being arrested in Washington with no rights, no human rights, no civil rights, stuck in a prison, not able to see my lawyers or my friends in solitary 23 hours a day for a year and then get sentenced to 3 years in prison? Do I want to donate $1 to a conservative cause knowing that Biden will find it and come after me with government agencies? I believe all of this is happening, and they're doing it on purpose to stop us from participating. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, and that's what I write about in my book. In the beginning, the newest book, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America, because we need to wake up. You can get it at freedomwatchusa.org, amazon.com, all major booksellers online. I go through, right in the first chapter, the master plan of the left. One, take total control of the American people using COVID. Two, use my former alma mater that I was once proud of, the Department of Justice and its FBI, as a Gestapo to quell all dissent. Three, dump trillions of dollars into the economy so people don't want to work, destroying capitalism, rising inflation, and the consequences of that. Four, destroy Judeo-Christian values and ethics in the schools, teaching kids critical race theory, teaching them that homosexuality, transgenderism, and transsexualism is normal and it's neat. You know, and a lot of kids don't really know, you know, whether they are or they aren't. They deserve their rights. And then letting them get sex change operations without telling their parents, paid for by Obamacare. Next, destroying our sense of sovereignty with regard to the border in terms of who's running across, drug traffickers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Next, the military, and we see the consequences of that today. China and Russia are far more powerful than we are, even with our allies, than our own military, and that's why Putin's in part able to do what he does right now, and he also knows that we have a brain-dead president, frankly, who's weak and has no guts.
Did you hear what I was talking about right before you came on, which is that in Canada they've got a bill before Parliament. It's a proposal. It's not passed yet, but we know the way they think it probably will pass, to penalize the intent to commit online hate speech. The intent, just like the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Now it's what you think, not even what you do. If you think that Trudeau's a tyrant, then you should be under arrest and have your assets seized and your bank accounts frozen and your car sold off by the government. That's how bad it's getting in Canada. I want you to answer this question when we come back from the break, Larry Klayman. Could that happen in the United States of America with a constitution that we've got? They don't have one. With the First Amendment, could that happen in the United States? I want to get your answer when we get back. Larry Klayman, the author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. The scandal industry being the media. Give up on the mainstream media. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn-Root, Larry Klayman's my guest. My website's rootforamerica.com. We'll see you in a sec.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
An amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. We've got Larry Klayman with us. He is the author of a new book. I was talking about his old book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, and the scandal industry being the mainstream media. It's just one big giant scandal. They're liars, it's fraud, it's fake news, it's government propaganda, it's Democrat Party PR wing. But he's now got a new book. I knew he had a new book, and I knew I recognized the old name, so the new book is It Takes a Counter-Revolution. The other one was It Takes a Revolution. Now it's It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. So Larry, let me start with the question I left you with, and I'll get you a new book. I left you with the question, in Canada, they're getting ready to arrest you for the intent of hate speech. Not for hate speech, not for hurting someone physically. The intent of your words before you've even done them. Could that happen in the United States with our Constitution to protect us? They don't have that there. Could that actually happen here?
It could and it will, Wayne. You know, like I do in your heart, that it will. And this is the thesis of my book, the two books. Thomas Jefferson said, federal judges and Supreme Court justices, unelected, unaccountable to the people, there for life would become despots and tyrants, not representing the interests of the American people, causing us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again about every 20 years or so. What I'm saying is because we don't have federal judges who will stand in the stead for the American people and enforce the Constitution, but in fact are part of the establishment and got on the bench through political campaign contributions and other forms of bribery, frankly, is that we are left defenseless. And that's why the American people need to rise up themselves. That's why truckers' strikes and whatever are helpful. January 6th was a noble, patriotic enterprise, in my view. 90% of the people or more were peaceful. And we need to do whatever we can. You know, peaceful civil disobedience. Martin Luther King did it. It worked with the civil rights movement at that time. Lech Walesa in Poland did it when they were able to break away from the Soviet Union. Of course, that rings true today because who knows, they may be going back to the USSR as the Beatles wrote, you know, years ago. But there's power in the masses. And Jefferson also said, and I talk about this in my books, when it takes what will cause a revolution is a non-responsiveness to the people. And our Declaration of Independence says, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people, we have a right on the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king. to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We have that right. We can do it again. If the masses rise up, they will have no choice. And I believe that the police and the military will follow us. They've been defiled. They've been assaulted. They've been battered. They've been killed. They've had it, too. They've had it, too. I believe they will support us in our effort to form a new government and to throw these crooks out. But we have to have courage. We can't be sitting on a couch watching cable news at night. We have to do something.
I know exactly how we can stop the Russians from taking over Poland. I've got it. I've got the idea. We just have to put a sign up created by Biden and Kerry at the border to Poland, and it says, no Russian troops allowed in if they're unvaccinated. Because that's how stupid these guys are. The world is crumbling. We're at war, and the borders are open, and they left $85 billion on the ground in Afghanistan, and they're destroying our country with vaccine mandates. But the only thing that matters is if American embassy personnel wanted to escape to Poland, they had to be vaccinated. Can you imagine how insane these people are? How left and crazy and radical they are?
Well, you're right. I took a deposition this morning. It was like a Woody Allen movie. The deponents were wearing masks. The lawyers were wearing masks. They were mumbling. Did you ever see that movie, Bananas, with Woody Allen, the courtroom scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they're trying him for sedition because he comes back as the equivalent of Fidel Castro to try to win back his former wife.
Okay.
And it starts off with Woody Allen saying, this is a travesty to the judge. A travesty of a mockery of a sham, of two travesties of a mockery of a sham, and there's not a single homosexual in the jury. And the judge goes, oh, yes, there is. And he says, well, who is that, the big guy on the right? This is what has been happening to our legal system. It's become a joke, you know, and it doesn't defend the American people. And that's why we need to make some changes to our Constitution, minor changes, when we form a new government, and take immunity away from federal judges and Supreme Court justices and elect them. Don't get them on the bench on the basis of campaign contributions and other forms of bribery. Because without that, we are left defenseless. We have no choice but to wage a violent revolution.
You know what I noticed in Vegas? We're on the way out. We're on the run, but I want to mention this to Larry. In the last few days, I've gotten notes about fundraisers for judges in Las Vegas, and I must be on this list, and I get all the judges' fundraisers, and they've got the list of the committee who supports the judge, and you know they got in the committee by each giving lots of money. And all it is Joe Blow, Esquire, Jim Jones, Esquire, Mary Jones, Esquire. It's all lawyers who give money to the judge, and then they're going to come in front of the judge after she's reelected. How does that make any sense? Right. Pay to play. Of course it is. It's all pay to play. Larry Klayman, we are on the run. There's no pay to play on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I invite my favorite friends and the most brilliant conservatives and libertarians in America on the show. It takes a counter-revolution. Wake up, America. Go get his book. Good friend of mine, Larry Klayman. Great guy. Great patriot. He loves America like I do. And I love him. I think he's a great guy. Larry Klayman, it takes a counter-revolution. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all great places to go get his book. Larry, thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, we'll be right back. God bless to all the great patriots like Larry Klayman and all of you listening right now. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.